And this news update is being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Also by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. The Bad Axe Police Department's reporting results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the business district, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police noted that commercial vehicle violations carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the police department plans to conduct traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines and that a goal is improving roadway safety. And Huron County Clerk's Office is reviewing a series of recall petitions submitted Friday involving both a county commissioner and several Lake Township officials. Petitions seeking the recall of Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn were filed by petitioner Lily Drapewski. The recall effort stems from Vaughn's vote in favor of zoning ordinance that would allow up to 15,000 acres in Huron County to be developed for utility-scale solar energy projects. Vaughn represents Huron County Commission District 4, which includes Chandler, Colfax, Meade, and Oliver Townships, along with the village of Elkton. Clerk's office staff will now verify the petition contains the required number of valid signatures from registered voters who live within Vaughn's commission district. If the petition meets all legal requirements under Michigan's election law, the recall question could move forward to an election. The clerk's office also received 4 separate recall petitions targeting members of the Lake Township Board. Petitions were submitted against Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell by Township residents Julie Mosden and Julia Sturm. The language proof for those recall petitions alleges violations of Michigan's Open Meetings Act, claiming the improper meetings were held, and alleges board members approved pay increases for some township officials. Election officials will review each petition to verify signatures, residency within Lake Township, the voter registration status, and that the required number of valid signatures has been submitted. Under Michigan law, recall petitions must contain signatures to at least 25% of the votes cast for governor in the affected district or jurisdiction during the most recent gubernatorial election before a recall election can be scheduled. And Michigan is expanding efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day professional development program at three locations across the state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy instruction for all students. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, approximately 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning differences affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple Ehlers signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. State officials say the training is intended to strengthen existing classroom instruction by providing practical tools educators can immediately apply to help children build a strong foundation for future reading success. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
It's back to school time. We're sure you're preparing your students to have new notebooks, pencils, and materials to have the best school year ever. What about your home internet service? Is it ready to tackle homework? This year, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. M3 Wireless has various plans to meet your family's needs as well as your budget. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, remote work, and homework, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless offers low-income plans starting at just $45 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with a speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306. Or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Capitol Hill is gearing up for an intense week as the Senate Judiciary Committee schedules confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche. The proceedings come amid renewed debate over executive branch funding priorities and federal oversight of justice programs. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are expected to grill the nominee on key policy positions, law enforcement priorities, and administrative transparency. Committee leaders say they expect extended testimony as senators seek clear answers on how the Department of Justice will handle pending federal cases in the months ahead. And emergency services in Kyiv were deployed overnight following a wave of Russian missile attacks targeting infrastructure and residential zones across the Ukrainian capital. Local officials reported structural damage and several fires while air defense units intercepted multiple incoming projectiles. The strikes mark a renewed surge in the long-range bombardment across northern Ukraine as regional fighting continues along the Eastern Front. President Vladimir Zelensky urged international partners to expedite deliveries of advanced air defense systems to protect civilian population centers. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? as well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Seabwing on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bad Axe smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubly joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Seabwing, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Seabwing to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346. We're Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.